Now, with all the talk about social networking and Web 2.0, what about the possibilities of using the new virtual world technology for education and learning in the federal government? One branch of the military is already making a commitment to integrating artificial 3D environments into its training regimen. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis joining us now live with a preview of his story for Monday's Federal Drive.
Amy and Chris, of all the places where virtual worlds technology is generating so much buzz, probably the most exciting comes from the area of education, especially distance learning.
Hello, I'm Major General Irv Lessel, and welcome to My Base. My Base is a virtual learning environment designed to support Air Force recruiting, training, education, and operations. It provides the means for airmen to rapidly access the knowledge they need to make effective decisions and perform assigned tasks.
That's a clip of the U.S. Air Force's second life presence called My Base. Larry Clements with the Air Force Future Learning Division at Randolph Air Force Base in Texas recently told the Federal Consortium for Virtual Worlds Conference here in Washington that My Base represents the first step for the Air Force into melding 3D virtual reality environments into his agency's training regimen.
My Base public exists in Second Life, and I wanted to show you the map where we're sitting. This is Coalition Island, which Linden Labs has placed there as a center point around which some of the military services will be gathering. The entire section from here over this section is the Navy undersea warfare folks, and they are here today. Be sure and visit with them and talk with them about their presence in Second Life. TRADOC, the Army, from here all the way up here, this is all Army, TRADOC, and they are also here today. Be sure and talk with them. This is My Base Public that we can be happy to give you a tour of this afternoon over in the area there. This is My Base Zeta, the gaming area. That Evelyn Milton will be happy to talk with you about. These two areas here are the original Huffman Prairie and Huffman Prairie Omega. Here's the new Huffman Prairie Chi, where Air University conducts global learning forums and does magic things.
Clemens outlined how Virtual Worlds fits into the Air Force's next generation educational efforts.
The implementation plan that we have has five primary focus areas in instructional design to include updated learning theory that can help take account for the opportunities in the 3D environment. Our knowledge systems, our virtual environments, mobile learning and simulation and gaming. The Advanced Learning Technology Demonstrations, ALTD. Air Education and Training Command as a headquarters has stood up a new future learning division with new manpower slots and new funding. They're very serious about moving forward in how we train and educate our airmen. Part of the funding program is in the advanced learning technology demonstration area, where we will be able to fund proof of concept studies with emerging technology, and some of these have already begun. We're just getting underway and hope that there will be many opportunities to collaborate with universities, collaborate with vendors on the proof of concept studies as we move forward.
Max, I know I wasn't able to attend that virtual worlds session, which sounded just so fascinating. So I'm glad you've covered it a lot. But I was at another session where where they were speaking, and they're actually, you know, sometimes I think people look at the Second Life stuff as like, okay, that's sort of out there. No one's really using it for anything real. But they're actually using this in sort of real ways to help people learn. And the concern they had is if they aren't there, if they aren't at least trying these things and figuring it out, there's going to be a whole generation. They're not going to be ready when young people approach them, and this is how they learn.
And that's absolutely right, Chris. I brought in, you know that I love bringing in props for a radio show. This is a report here.
I have it sitting on my desk, too.
The Airspace Cyberspace report on learning the future of Air Force education and training. And we'll have a link to this on our story on Monday morning on federalnewsradio.com. But this talks about the fact that the Air Force is very cognizant of the fact that there are now different generations of people and how they learn. Okay. And there's a lot of talk of the millennials, of all of the Gen Xers and the Gen Yers, and how they learn. And the Air Force recognized this some time ago and realized we have to tailor the way that we train to the expectations of these people, of these younger people who are used to MySpace and Second Life. Obviously, Second Life isn't a very big universe right now, but as the graphics get better, and as the bandwidth improves, the opportunities are going to be there to do some really interesting things. I mean, right now you think of, for the Air Force, for example, of a really cool simulator that will let you help train in an F-22. Well, imagine being able to update an airman's training from, say, Bagram Air Force Base in Iraq, and have that training be done in a server here in the United States.
So is this then more geared toward training, or is this geared more toward recruitment?
Yes, to all of that.
All right, then.
Because the recruitment is the part where you get them into the tent. But once you recruit them using the tools of Second Life and the cool technologies of Web 2.0, then the training also has to live up to that expectations, you see. And what they're saying is we have to make it all seamless. We have to make whatever we use in recruitment be exactly the same as what they're going to see in training once we admit them into the tent.
And it was just fascinating because they were talking about not only is this is a different way of teaching, and they're mm-hmm. actually getting some pushback from the people who teach the classes. So it's convincing everybody, and I think we keep talking about dipping their toe in the water and learning a lot. It's a learning experience in training just as it is so many of these other ways.
One of the things, Chris, that Larry Clements said was that right now, as we speak, they're in the middle of taking more than 3,300 training films. They're called films, but they're actually videos.
Right.
They're actually taking those training videos that they use to train everybody from how to drive a car all the way up to how to drive.
Probably those horrible videos that we used to watch when we were learning. I bet some of them are the same.
I didn't watch a video when I learned how to drive a car. Yeah. Perhaps that explains everything.
Yeah.
Well, the training videos that take you all the way from an F-22 Raptor all the way down to how you drive around on ground on an Air Force base, they're taking all those 3,300 training videos and taking them to 3D. All right. Now imagine that, because in this case, you're able to surround the person who's getting trained in the sights and the sounds of what it is they're doing, and also the virtual worlds technology allows people to share other indiscreet information about sounds, about what stuff means. You can use tagging. We use tagging now for our web articles, for example, and pictures to tell people what's there. You can tag certain experiences in 3D to basically elicit maybe a flash of light coming off of the cockpit of an F-22 when you're flying around, so that they know what it's like when the sun is glinting off of the cockpit as you head east.
And you mentioned tagging and all this way of collecting data and mm-hmm. metadata, and it ties into this thing that I keep talking about, where yes, we understand information is so important and mm-hmm. it is so powerful, but it just increasingly is much more powerful when you share it, and what better place to do that in training situations.
That's right. And because of the bandwidth, you'll be able to do this anywhere. You won't be tied to the rigors of a simulator that's on the ground someplace. You won't have to ship people all over the place to get training. They'll be able to get their training wherever they are.